Hey, Selena, what's up?
Oh, you know.
It's cool, man. Yeah, well, it's great to talk to you. This is Jay from B96 Chicago, and we're on the phone with Selena Gomez, who I've been watching your video, Good For You. It's a sick video. The initial pictures that you dropped let me know that it was going to be really uber personal and super Selena, and that's what we got in the video, so thank you for that. I want to do something with you. First, I want to ask, I mean, everyone has insecurities, and you know, a lot of people assume that when you become a celebrity that you don't give a crap about what people say, but do you secretly ever look through the comments of your videos?
Of course. I mean, maybe not my videos, but when I am on Instagram, it's pretty obvious. You know, you can't really, like, not read an Instagram comment when it's right in front of you.
Right.
No, I'm never going to be like, oh, it never affects me. Of course, I'm a person, so sometimes I'm like, that sucks, and this is really rude and unnecessary. But then, you know, most of the time I have to realize that these people are actually probably 15 years old, so I can't be that mad.
Right.
They're to do it. You know, you just have to consider the source sometimes.
Right. So some of them are probably overly medicated or under-medicated. Okay,
yeah.
Well, this I want to do something with you. I've picked a couple comments off the Good For You video, which I love, but I want you to respond to some of these comments, and let's see where this goes. Okay, I'm going to read you a comment. You tell me what your answer to it is. Are you ready?
Okay.
Oh Lord, did she forget to put on a bra? Did you forget to put on a bra for the video, or were you just chilling?
The idea of most of the video was supposed to be when I'm, like, out of the shower. I just woke up in the morning, and so I don't know how I would wear a bra in the shower, but it's noted.
Point taken. Okay, another comment said, what if she fell off the couch during the video? Did she ever fall off the couch during rehearsals?
Oh, my God. You know what's amazing is that literally, of course, she's captured the most gorgeous moments, but that's not... obviously, I messed up, or I looked weird, or I was like, I remember Sophie, the director, coming in going, all right, maybe don't do that again. I was like, oh, okay.
Wow. Okay, cool. Another commenter said, the voice, I can't believe the voice just doesn't match the face. Have you heard before that your voice just doesn't match your face, Selena? I hear this all the time, you know.
Oh, no, of course. Especially because I have a lower register. I always have. I've had, like, a lower tone. I always felt like I talked like a boy my whole life.
Right.
So I know that I definitely gotten that my whole life, but I kind of think that is a compliment. I remember when Come and Get It came out, so many people had no idea that was me, and I thought that was cool because it was like, oh, I had no idea that was Selena. Whether that was bad or good, they just didn't know, and it was interesting.
Based on my voice, what do you think I look like? Based on my voice.
Tall-ish, right?
Yes.
Brown hair.
Tall, brown hair, okay. If you could compare me to a celebrity, who would it be?
So much pressure.
I know, it's a severe trick question, and you're going to, like...
What if that's not right?
I don't look like Bradley Cooper. I more look like, give me a celebrity, Gabe. Who do I look like more?
He looks like some NFL player with dreadlocks on him.
I look more like Bob Marley than Bradley Cooper.
Yeah.
All right. And another person commented, this is the last one I'll read to you. He said, she is so perfect and never disappoints me. What an amazing woman. Of course we know no one's perfect. You're not perfect, right, Selena?
Good. No. I think it's obvious. I feel like it's all about how you pick yourself up after it. So that's what I'd like to be known for. But I get it. I'm definitely, I mean, never been, no one's perfect.
No one's perfect. If we were dating, if we were sitting at a table for the first time, you know when some two people are getting to know each other on a date, and sometimes the person says, tell me your flaws. What would those flaws be if you were to tell the person you're dating?
I'm a little bit dramatic.
Okay.
I'm too independent, so sometimes the whole dating thing isn't too great for me, and I could be a little, like, too just like, oh, I don't need anyone, and therefore I shouldn't be dating. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure I just sweep the crazy under the rug for a few months until they get it.
That's funny as hell. All right. Now, just remember to look for the Bob Marley guy when you come to Chicago, and then we'll be straight. Don't look for Black Bradley Cooper. Slightly more tan, longer hair.
Deal, but I'll always be looking for Bradley Cooper.
Hey, Jesus Christ. I have no shot. I got no shot. Hey. I got no shot. This is Selena Gomez, the new song Good For You, doing big things on B96. Selena, we love you, okay?
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.